Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you, broadcasting live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think we're hitting our stride, Lee.
Amen.
Hey, this has been a lot of fun, and this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the program with soft giving, Mr. Chip Harden. How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
What's a guy whose name is Harden have to do with soft giving?
It is incongruous. Thanks for calling that out. So my card reads VP of Business Development, which means that I am actively looking for nonprofit organizations to partner with to try and help them raise additional fundraising revenues.
So that's a challenge, obviously, with most nonprofits. They just don't have their act together when it comes to selling themselves, really, right?
Well, we like a challenge. I think that nonprofit organizations, by and large, have development teams that are very talented, but don't necessarily have the technology to support changing demographics on the donor side. So millennials, younger individuals, don't quite have defined giving habits, and that's part of what we're out to solve, is to try and bridge the gap to that next generation of donors.
So now, which it sounds like it wouldn't be that big of a challenge, because millennials believe in giving back and serving and things like that. So their heart, it seems, is in the right place. So they're open to definitely helping nonprofits or getting involved with nonprofits.
I think you're right. I think it's just a matter of providing a solution that allows for sort of passive recurring giving, much in the same sense that, you know, most millennials and younger individuals pay for things today, i.e. subscription services, etc.
So now, how is it? Give me an example of a nonprofit you work with and how it works.
Yeah, so we're really excited to announce a partnership with Operation Hope, which is a large national organization, but is actually headquartered downtown Atlanta. And, you know, we really, that partnership is in large part due to our affiliation with TAG. So, you know, we met them as a result of TAG. Their mission aligns closely to ours in that they are using financial services for the sort of greater good, as it were. They provide financial literacy in impoverished communities. So as far as, you know, what this would look like, the actual partnership, so we would sit on their site and we would provide to their donors additional option for giving. So basically an alternative method for giving. Specifically, we allow those donors to go directly to their site, link virtually any debit or credit card such that their everyday purchases on a go-forward basis round to the nearest dollar, and that rounded up change is subsequently sent back to Operation Hope in the form of a charitable contribution.
So that's your method, no matter which nonprofit you would serve would be a variation of that?
Correct. That's the first solution that we rolled out. We launched it really in earnest at the beginning of this year.
And then are people up for that? Is that something that people can wrap their arms around and they think it's something worthwhile?
I think so. I mean, we're basically taking the Roundup concept that is applied, you know, pretty regularly in, you know, large enterprise retail spaces today at checkout, at the point of sale. We're basically taking that concept and applying it in an e-commerce setting so that every transaction that that donor makes automatically rounds to the nearest dollar and is sent back to the organization that they're passionate about. And in turn, the impact of that contribution is much more material as it's applied to every transaction they make.
Now, let's say I like that idea and I'm in. How many things can I round up? Because I'm rounding up my wealth management thing. I'm rounding up this now. How about if there's five charities that I'm involved with that Soft Giving's affiliated with? How many of these can I be rounding up? Are you going to rotate through all of them?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I would say,
wasn't it, Chip? It was a really great question.
It was. Allow me to say that. It was a great question. So we feel that micropayments will sort of increasingly become ubiquitous here in the near future. To that end, I would cite the fact that you know, Acorns had a banner year last year. A company that we know well here in Atlanta, Coins, is using a Roundup technology to pay down student debt. We're frankly happy to see those organizations in the space. As far as your specific question of, you know, what do I round up to? So there is a monthly cap feature that we put in place so that if you're participating with one of these other companies, or perhaps you're, you know, contributing to multiple nonprofit organizations, you would simply adjust how much change you're allocating to each organization.
So you kind of say, okay, this $20 here, $30 here, $50 there.
Correct. During the sign-up process, you would.
And then you can change that, I'm sure, periodically.
Absolutely.
Now, how much rounding up happens for a typical person?
That's a great question. I think it's important to call out that it adds up quite quickly. So our average change donor allocates, assuming no monthly cap is put in place, around $30 to $40 a month. So the impact to the organization can be quite significant.
How many transactions does a typical person have?
About 60 to 90.
Wow. So it's... every day it's two or three transactions that you're not even realizing you're doing.
Correct. Average roundup somewhere around 50 to 65 cents.
Wow. So now for you, what do you need more of?
Good question.
That's like three in a row.
Yeah, I know. Look,
it's like
fire.
I do this for a living.
That's why I'm not even jumping in, because how am I going to get three questions in before
no need.
The interview?
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, obviously we want to support as many nonprofits as possible in order to help them raise funds and sort of bridge the gap to the next generation of donors.
But is it a hard sell? Isn't it just, I would imagine you can have conversations with whatever nonprofit because they're hungry for raising more money. What, I mean, is it difficult for you to talk to them?
No, I don't think so. I think that the organizations that are really trying to diversify where their fundraising revenues come from on a go-forward basis, and moreover to, you know, equip their development teams with additional tools in their toolkit when speaking to prospective donors, particularly younger prospective donors, are really receptive to what we're saying. So obviously we want additional nonprofit organizations to partner with. And then more broadly, you know, we'd like to partner with existing CRM payment processing firms as well. And that's something that FinTech South really offers, right?
So that you're built into their program.
Correct.
So because they're already selling it in to someone, so you could kind of come along for the ride?
Well, I mean, a lot of these nonprofit organizations have very deep relationships with the Blackbauds and Salesforces of the world from a donor management system standpoint.
Right.
And so to the extent that we can sort of plug and play directly with those organizations, you know, would be quite valuable.
So how do you go about meeting the nonprofits now? How do you find them?
Great question. Again. In the beginning, obviously, there was a lot of sort of traditional cold calling and just sort of introducing ourselves via that method. One thing, we've been to a lot of conferences this year. I mean, in some sense, this is a very unique conference for us because there are no nonprofits represented.
Right.
So one of the reasons that we're here is to spread sort of brand awareness about what we're doing. A lot of what we're doing right now is just educational. So... and FinTech South has really provided a great platform for that, as evidenced by the fact that I am on the radio right now.
Amen. Now, do you go to, do they have trade shows of nonprofits?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we just went to two back-to-back in New Orleans. One was a nonprofit technology conference. The other was a Association of Fundraising Professionals conference. So we were, I suppose there are worse cities to be holed up in.
Really?
We were there
for
7 days.
And wow. So you're there for 7 days, and then you have a booth like you have here, and then you're just meeting and demoing your thing for them?
Correct. Well, I don't know if you've been to our booth, but there's really an inordinate amount of Girl Scout cookies.
Is that the secret to
a good
booth?
Well, we partnered with the Girl Scout Council. We thought that, you know, what better way to demonstrate what we're doing.
Thin mints, they go a long way.
This is my next stop. This is where I'm going.
Yeah, I think you should. The only problem that we have is that we firstly have to tell people that we're actually not selling Girl Scout cookies.
You give them away, though, right?
We do, yeah.
Or they could just take a picture with the box.
We give them away. We're very accommodating. You guys should stop by.
All right. If somebody wanted to learn more, where should they go?
They should go to softgiving.com. If they're so inclined, they should email me at chip@softgiving.com.
And then for you, this is a good show for you? You having a good time?
It's been fantastic. I volunteer on the TAG FinTech Steering Committee Board, and, you know, I remember last year when the idea to do this at Mercedes-Benz Stadium was originally floated.
And everybody was like, great idea, Chip. It's going to be awesome.
Well, great idea, Chip.
Wasn't my idea. But I remember being in the room, and I remember thinking, that, well, that seems like wishful thinking.
And here we are.
And it's really just a tremendous amount of kudos to everyone at TAG and those that have volunteered to put this together. It's really been, it's been quite exciting to see it come to fruition.
All right, one more time before we wrap. Coordinates for someone to have a conversation with you or someone on your team, email, phone number, whatever's appropriate.
Sure, chip@softgiving.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming to visit with us, man, and keep up the good work.
Pleasure. Thanks for all the great questions.
All right, we will be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and P-Pro. P-Pro takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.